Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am one half of your host, Cameron, with 100% Mo Rod.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be back. Feels like it's been forever.
It has. It's been a while.
Happy July 4th, which is Keith and the Girl Day. The day that we gained independence. And
through podcasting,
that's what I celebrated.
Me too.
It really wasn't no need to celebrate anything else this year.
Nothing else mattered.
The freedom for new media.
Yeah. I am here for it. Nothing really spectacular happened in our week other than a few hours before the show, the power went out. I was just sitting here just minding my business and Roger was like, you want to go to the store? I was like, no, I'm good. Then all of a sudden, I'm sitting in the darkness until he gets back. I was like, well, shit, I should have went to the store then.
Yeah, you think he did it?
My phone automatically, I don't know what happened, but when I went to text back, for some reason, I don't know if the last thing I was going to text was LOL or I mistyped something that said LOL, but I just went to type OK and it sent LOL OK. To Karen being like, the power just went out. And I was like, lols.
I was like, well, damn, he don't care about me in the house by myself. Well, shit.
That would seem like such a plan. Like if you guys weren't cool with each other, if there was like an ounce of doubt between you, it would be like, hey, you want to go to the store? No, I'm good. It's like, hey, I'm in the darkness now. LOL. Should have went to the store.
It's that like, is oh literally my God. What happened.
What's coming next? I don't like this marriage.
I'm like you. I should have checked to make sure. And what's so funny is I went and you know how you got like that big box on the wall that has like all the switches. I don't know why I looked to make sure one of them had been switched the wrong way. Then I was like, nope, they all in the same direction. So I guess it's the whole building.
Yeah. Street lights were out. It was a beast getting back home from the store. But yeah, that LOL OK feels more like what you say to someone you think is lying. like, hey man, I'm gonna be a little bit late. You know, I got stuck at work. LOL. Okay. So, also surprise, surprise, Karen, we have guests.
We do. We do have some guests. And if it wasn't for them, this show would not be possible. Hey, Keith and him, how y'all doing?
Hello, I'm the girl.
You could talk more, Hamza. Go ahead.
No, Keith, you shut up. You shut up. I'm sick of this. Hi, I'm Hemda. Oh, I have a name.
Feminism, y'all.
Aboard,
Girl power, y'all.
Only when I'm bleeding am I allowed to say my name on the show. It's the new red tent.
Rod, do you have any sponsors for this week? Because, you know, you always have a good sponsor for us.
I actually do. This episode is brought to you by Lethargic Reds. It's hot as hell outside right now, and I know it makes me want to sit my ass down. And you know what else will make you want to just chill out on the couch? Lethargic Reds. It's like a Thanksgiving Day dinner every day of the week. Start your morning off wrong and just get back into the bed with Lethargic Reds. It's a very powerful red goop that you mix with a little bit of water and some gravy, and then you just chug it on down.
Oh, no.
And you sit on the couch and let your body do the rest. Lethargic Reds. Maybe you're doing too much. So go to lethargicreds.com, put in code last week, and you get 50% more Lethargic Reds every order. Do you normally just give you 100%? You get 150% Lethargic Reds with code last week. Stop doing too much.
Okay. All right. Oh, I don't know how these are going to work out.
Fingers crossed, man.
I hear you. Yeah,
you're having a tough time with monetizing last week.
I bet. But all right, good to see you nonetheless.
Right? Oh, wow. I didn't take none of that because I'm here today, so obviously I'm sorry. I can't use the product on myself. We expect other people to use the product.
Sure.
So, yeah. So
maybe that's the problem. We haven't been.
We haven't been utilizing it.
We need some testimonials.
You know we only sell things we want you to use.
Yes. Not us. We want
Manscaped. Ow.
Ouch. No. Don't want to use that at all. No, I'm good on that. We're going to get into this week's episodes. KATG. Mm-hmm. Episode 3555. No heart.
Hamza.
Your body is mine. With Betsy and Jack Helmuth. Hopefully I got that right. Okay, because I was trying to pronounce them earlier. I was like, oh no, I might fuck these up.
But I see a lot of vowels and consonants coming up. What do we do?
I'm trying to tell you. That's right. My kryptonite.
There we go.
And Kate, hold on. Caitlin? Yeah, Caitlin. Not this one. I'm
You're close. You almost pronounced it just then.
Pilufo. Pilufo? It's a bunch of F's in this name.
Mm, so close.
Say it, but you have to believe in yourself.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to try one more time. Pilufo. No, that's my final answer.
She's like, just bring me on stage. These fucking these comedians.
From HBO. Just fucking.
Yeah.
Caitlin P.
Yes, Caitlin P. Come on down.
I think you had it in there a couple times, but you make me think I couldn't tell. You're like a comedian that Ray DeVito would do this a lot. He tells a joke, tells the punchline. I legit laughed. Then he goes, but I got to figure out an ending to that. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm an idiot too, because I guess it wasn't funny. Pilufo, you had it.
I need more confidence in myself. Yeah. I'm like, I'm close, but I know I'm off. This episode was touching.
Yes.
It was
This is a
emotional.
Betsy and Jack talking about, they even named the son. It was Matthew, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing is, I am so glad that they shared their story, because there are a lot more people, millions of Americans, that are actually in their shoes that people have a tendency to ignore. A girlfriend of mine, she was pregnant with a little boy, and she ended up having to take one of those pills too to kind of induce labor.
Right.
And she talked about how horrific that experience, you know, was, and things like that. So,
and she's putting up, sorry, she's putting up like expanding pills, this kind of thing. I was with a woman once. I left my dick in too long. The condom came out. And so we're freaking out, and we just get the regular over the counter Plan B pill. That tore her up. Just the one you pop in your mouth.
Because it's designed
it's not an Advil.
Right.
No,
that's the thing.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's not stopping pain. It's causing pain.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's causing your body to reject something, or to be like, you know what? I don't want this here. I got to actually get it out of my system. And then it goes through that process naturally. And it's
and I know when people poop, like, it feels good. This is a different feeling.
Yeah, a plan, like, people take Plan B and have to like take off of work and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a day. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I popped two Advil, now I'm not going to have a baby.
Right. And also, the thing is, people act like when a person has made a decision to do this, that they actually just flipped a coin and was like, you know what? Heads, tails. No, they've thought about it. They processed it. Sometimes they've consulted other people. Sometimes they don't. But whatever decision you make, it is not an easy decision, because it will impact you.
I enjoyed it. It was like, I needed to kill something. Like, you ever have that feeling? And it's like, well, I could bully my neighbor, but they're like, I feel like they'll come back with something. There's something growing.
You're like, this was easier than a condom. Oh my God.
Can you believe
that? I'd rather just do this every time.
Can you believe that? And listening to the story, it was.
Did I cut you off about your friend though? But she had to take those pills, and what? They're just horrible?
It was horrific. She was saying how she actually took it and actually had to sit at the hospital before it to start.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying how she was just sitting there. She was in so much pain, and how you know, people was like, are you okay? Are you? Because they didn't, they couldn't tell and they didn't know that that was what's going on. But she was just saying there was nothing you could do. Like, once the process starts, you have to let it continue on. You can't be like, you know what? I changed my mind. It doesn't work like that.
Sure.
And so it was one of those things when I heard her, I was like, wow, there is a reasoning behind this. Because what happened with her is like her body had actually started the process naturally on its own, but it couldn't finish it.
Oh, Lord.
And so this was to actually make her body finish the process. And so it was one of those things where people fail to realize. People go, well, your body can just naturally reject. It don't know. Like, you don't know how the human body works. Like, it doesn't always.
What's also funny is, like, we used to, you know, give birth without doctors and without. So first of all, who's we? Can we, like, right. I know yeah. pronouns are like a pain in your ass right now, right. but who's we exactly?
Right.
And number two. Yeah. And people used to die. The baby that was born would die. The mother that would die. It would be mm-hmm. very natural, very normal. And that's it. And they would die of complications, and they would die because there's a baby still in them and the baby died while, and there's nothing you can do. So the fact that there's something we can do is God, whatever you think God is. Like, how is that not God? God is doing all of this shit if he's doing any of it. I'm yeah, sorry, I went too far. Everybody no, drink no. your water, transition.
No, you're good, because what trips me out is it's amazing when people talk about God, because it's like, well, this God you believe in, don't you think he gave the people the knowledge in order to do this to save lives? Like, you know, it's like it's a disconnect there for me.
Yeah. It's like this talk. Free will got out of fucking control.
I don't get that.
And yeah, I like that a lot of the Christian platform and politics is, well, God didn't plan for this.
We tricked them. We tricked God.
Yeah, he sees everything and knows everything. Right. And he anticipated everything except this shit that y'all want to do.
And what's funny is a lot of times they're talking into a microphone, another yeah. device that was not created directly from God. We had to put that together. So in order for you to amplify, to get amplified, and for me to hear you and your news, your wonderful news, that's science also. It's not normal for these MP3s to come into your ears, and there's not even a string connecting to the device that you're using that you could walk around with a computer in your pocket. All of that is not natural either. Stop it.
God didn't even know we'd have muskets.
Right. He's way behind.
He needs to catch up. Yes, he does.
God's just in heaven speed reading. Like, mm-hmm. he's just on Wiki all day. Like, what the fuck is AR-15?
He's finally on audiobooks because he cannot manage.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not reading all this.
He's got a lot going on. He's trying to get back in the gym. I get it.
Yeah, and he's been getting emotional. It's like all these, like, you know, storms and fucking volcanoes and fires. Like, of course he's male. That is very emotional.
I would be very emotional, too. You also talked about in this episode somebody who me and Roger have talked about, and we do not like this man, Clarence Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, character.
He and I'm going to say like, this
who's
word.
Who's this? But okay.
And I'm not going to use this word often. He is a coon. He is like what you call the definition of a coon.
Yeah. I got to go. I'll see you in the next segment. I don't like him either, but for different reasons.
Karen, come off the top rope.
Yes, I am coming off the top rope with the hot takes. I don't like him. Because and the thing is, he used his blackness to get in office, because a lot of people failed to realize at the time, a lot of people pushed for him to get in office because he was a black man. And you had this black woman came out and be like, hey, y'all, something not right about him. Started doing this research, all these things come out, and everybody ignored her.
Well, Anita Hill was sexually harassed by him. It wasn't just she did research, like he was.
No. I'm just saying like when she came out, people started doing research into him and was like, hey, guys, there's these other things that people was like, oh, we don't want to hear none of that.
Yeah, it's typical conservative black person thing. Like right. their general thing is racism isn't real. It's all black people's fault. They just don't want it bad enough. And if you go, hey, well, you seem to be doing a shitty job. They're like, whoa, you're racist. You're being racist right now because you don't want a black man to be a Supreme Court justice. When he had his hearing about the sexual harassment stuff, that it was part of the the thing they do with all the judges, where the judges lie to them and tell them what they're not going to do.
Right.
In his, it was like, well, there's this history of sexual harassment and all this stuff you have. And he was like, this is a high tech lynching, which is implying like, oh, the white man is trying to get me because I'm black. But every time he rules on something about race in the on the court, he always rules in favor of the high tech lynching. Like he's like, no. When I do it, it's different. Okay. I don't like black people for a completely cool reason.
Completely different reason. You know, affirmative action, you know, who cares? The Brown versus the Board of Education. I don't Voting Rights Act. I care nothing about that. You know, actually, I don't even care about my own marriage. You know, you let me do what I'm gonna say is up to the states.
All right.
You know, and it's like, and I just want to pull my hair out because I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're very frustrated. And most people know how he's going to rule. Like when something comes, you go, oh, we know how he.
Well, he also falls asleep routinely. He never asks questions. Like he is the negative stereotype that he hates. Like the one black justice can't be the one that's like, oh, well, what are we doing? Yeah, I don't know. I just rule he's with the white people.
Going to sleep.
Did you see? He just said, we just talked about this on Keith and the Girl, that he's one of these people that believes the COVID vaccine comes from the cells of aborted babies.
Yes.
This is a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like so we must be anti-COVID. So we're anti-COVID. And on top of that, you're only killing babies to make more COVID vaccine, which is, I mean, you're anti-vaccine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And somehow, you know, we're doing the babies too. We're killing the babies, which is horrible, to make something horrible, vaccine to save your life. Anyway, you understand. Just a thought. Just a thought. Clarence Thomas out.
Great podcast recommendation I just want to throw out here.
Mm-hmm.
On the Media has an episode called Locked and Loaded from July 1st. And the first part is about Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court. But then the last part is about this person who wrote a book about Clarence Thomas. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Like worse than I thought. like I thought the worst. And then it's like you listening to people talk about it. And he's like, yeah. So one of the things he believes is black women are the real problem with America. I'm like, oh, it's even worse. Okay.
Even worse than I thought. That's why I'm like, you know what?
Mm-mm. Check it out.
How do you keep your job like that? This is so crazy.
How do you get a forever job?
We're talking about somebody with Supreme in his title.
Yeah.
Supreme. Yeah. That costs extra because you get all the toppings. What the fuck?
And his wife, like, it was involved in trying to overthrow the government on January 6th.
And
like,
he will not step down.
Like,
his wife white? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, yes. She's white. Yeah. 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 And then there's this excerpt from like his book or her book or something that keeps floating around the internet of when he met her parents and her parents being like, well, when we met him, he was so polite that it just didn't matter to us that he was black. It's like, that sounds fucked up.
That really happened? And they're saying it, like it's a nice thing?
Yeah, like we were able to see past his race because he was a nice guy.
He was so nice.
You know what? That something like that happened in high school where these two idiot sisters, they go, oh my God, my boyfriend said that like you're cool, not to our black friend. You're cool because you're not like other black people. So he likes you. And they're saying it to her like it's a compliment.
Right.
And like there's nothing even that you can say back because you're like, oh my God, this didn't wake you up to anything.
Yeah.
Like at minimum, hide this.
Be ashamed.
Yeah. Be like, my boyfriend's mute. he's saving his voice for some choir after school. You know what? Let's just, I'm thinking of breaking up with him. Anyway, how are you doing? What?
I also want to say shout out to Kathleen. Shout out to her because I think that, in my opinion, it takes a lot to just let something flow and say, okay, I'm going to sit back
Oh yeah.
Oh, like you're talking about Caitlin Politico? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because it takes a lot, because sure, some people would have felt like they had to interject. You know what I mean? Like they had to contribute, or they would have had to say something, or had to crack a joke, or had to jump in. But I appreciate the fact that you was like, oh, this is not my moment. I have no business jumping into this. It's almost like you see what's happening and you allow the conversation to naturally flow.
Especially as a comedian.
Yes.
Because you hear that all the time on Keith and the Girl, because a lot of times people aren't ready for the fact that the show can be very serious for however long it needs to be.
Correct.
Right.
And you'll even hear the people who get super uncomfortable and they're just like, yeah, because, you know, hard working, working hard, you know what I'm saying? And it's like no,
they can't handle it.
This person's giving a harrowing story about the abortion they had to have for this child that would have been special needs. It's cool to sit back. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the reminder. I just added Rebook Caitlin to my list of things to do because she was funny too. I mean, she was really, she was really great. Anything she said was very relevant and wonderful. And I'd like to hear a little more from her.
I say we do. Remember how Jimmy Kimmel had an ongoing, I don't know if he still does, but had an ongoing joke like, oh, we talked to the potato chip lady. We didn't have time to talk to Matt Damon. Sorry, we have to push you back, Matt. And eventually Matt's like in the wings, even showing up. And it's like, what? That'll be Caitlin. We'll do some deep fucking stories the only time she's invited.
That's funny. What was it? It was Casey James Salengo that said that he was here for a lot of like big moments. Like, I think maybe the tumor one or
I think our divorces maybe.
Oh, the divorce one. Yeah. He's like, oh no, not me again.
If I'm booked, what's happening? What happened? A life altering event happened. That's the only reason why you booked me.
As you're booking him, you're crying.
Always.
Like, Casey, are you free on Tuesday? We just really need to have you in here, man.
You're the only one that can handle this.
Was anybody an asshole?
We didn't let Caitlin talk enough, so I don't know. But Betsy and Jack were great.
Oh, okay.
No, everybody was nice.
I mean, she took over the whole show.
How much can you talk?
We get it.
You didn't abort the story, did you?
Yeah, it's definitely going to get most touching moment. It's some heavy competition now. I don't know who's going to be able to come with something better for the end of the year. But y'all better have some bad shit happening to you right now.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
America will come through for all the guests.
But the minimum right now is 3 wanted babies being aborted. All right.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
I feel like it's in the bag. Okay.
You got my vote.
This is like when I walked out the theater after Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes.
So I was just like, oh, yeah, that's it. Guys, we can close the theaters. I think we got the Oscars not wrapped up.
Not too much happening over here. Okay, guys, come on now.
I wonder if people with money are going to start taking abortion vacations.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get done, sure.
Because people with money, I think, are going to be exempt from... It's going to be people who can't afford to have alternatives that are going to end up not being able to get an abortion.
Correct.
So they've even gone so far as to, if the state even knew that you were pregnant and now you're not following up, they will follow up with you. So you can't leave. When you come back, you're arrested if you're not pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, all they got to do is take one of them Dollar Tree tests, take about 15 of them to be sure it's accurate, and don't tell nobody and be like, you know what? I'm gonna take a vacation. I think a lot of people aren't gonna
There'll be like an abortion tourism market.
Yes, sure. There is.
Like, I hate to say it that way, but you know, I think that's gonna have to be what's gonna have to happen.
Yeah, but now people are especially not gonna want you to vacation alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're technically not. You're coming back alone.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch what state they going to and shit. Right.
Yes.
I know we're in Alabama. I just really need to see some people in Maine. The lobster I hear is to die for.
Where did fried chicken come from? I don't
know. Let me take a journey.
I need to find the origins by myself.
Nope. Nobody can come with me. You sure? I have to go alone. And something Betsy brought up, which a lot of people have a tendency to overlook, is when she was saying how she went to a place that was just dirty and nasty.
Yeah, that's
scary. Oh, yeah.
Everybody else think Dirty Dancing in your head?
Yes.
And we talked about Dirty Dancing. I watched Dirty Dancing too young.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knew that it was an abortion.
Okay. I thought it was the only one. Okay. Because no. I was like, oh, this soundtrack is a bop. And that's as far as my brain went.
Yeah.
I just played that soundtrack like crazy.
That was a good soundtrack.
Oh, Sylvia.
Yes.
Mickey. How do you call your lover boy? Oh, lover boy. And if he doesn't answer, come here, lover boy. And if he still doesn't answer, I simply say, baby.
Yes.
Oh, baby. Yes. What a bop.
Yes. It was my jam.
That time of my life, that joint slap.
Yes. I'm like, do you love me? Do you love me? That song was out 15 years, 20 years before I was born, but I was rocking it. I just didn't care. I know my mom would come because it was tapes, but for the kids that don't know nothing about that, I would play that tape like crazy. I would play the VHS tape like crazy, but had no idea an abortion was in that.
Me neither.
Didn't know. Yeah. That's why I said I was too young to watch it at the time. And it was so crazy about the story she told. She brought up some great points about money and how she had choices, but other people don't. And
it was lawful, to be clear. And it was lawful.
Right. It was legal, and she still had to pay. And that means there were people that got to that resource, got through all the steps, and then they were like, so it's going to be blank. And they were like, fuck.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I can't pay it. And the thing is, just because you tell somebody they can't do something does not mean for some people they would do it by any means necessary. Because I was listening to a podcast, but they was talking about abortion and why these laws came into effect. And it was like, women were dying across the country like crazy. They were saying they were finding women's in back alleys with hangers hanging out of them. They were saying how, you know, they were finding women's in, like you say, these dirty, nasty places just dead. Because once something go wrong, everybody leaves because nobody wants to be charged with the person's death. And so what's going to happen is that you're going to have more black market stuff happening. And so, like, that's where my heart goes out. And the thing that really makes me mad, a lot of these people that are, like, pro-lifers, you're not really pro-lifer because once the baby is born, you don't give a fuck about this child because you will not add no resources. Right. You don't give any social services. You don't adopt. Or if you do adopt, you don't adopt enough. Quit lying. You give death penalties. But people that claim about life, like, I am pro-life, stop lying to me.
You also don't care about the life of the mother, the life of the family.
Correct.
And probably the worst thing, wire hangers are now more expensive than wooden hangers. I never thought I'd see the day.
Come on, that's Joe crazy. Biden, fix it.
You know what? It's gonna be like pads and tampons. The price of the brick gonna go up when they be like, oh, these women buying these hangers, we got to up the cost.
Right. But then there's like that woman that said white life at the rally.
Right.
Yeah. And she said she misspoke, but then everyone had did the people that heard her misspoke, they clapped, gave her standing ovation. So whoops to everyone.
Yeah. And because we had somebody write into our show and the GOP, a lot of those people, when they talk about these things, particularly abortion, every marginalized group don't matter except for white women. They like white bitches, get out here and have some babies and get our numbers up. We actually don't care about none of these other numbers. Like.
Yeah, everyone else is caught in the crossfire.
Right.
But there's specific, when she said it out loud. Like,
yes.
The quiet part that you're not supposed to say, she absolutely, when she said white life is a victory for white life. It's like, everyone got to have babies. You didn't just, this wasn't the white women, but they were like, we care about the white women that aren't having babies.
That's right.
Crazy.
Yeah, Trump had a look on his face when she said that to me, where it's like, hey, what? And then the crowd went, yay. And he went, okay. And then like points to her like, and that's your act. Okay. Yeah. That was great.
Hey, she said it, right? It's not me, but I'm in it. Whatever you like.
You like it, I love it. Yay! Yeah. You know, type of thing. You're like, oh, I guess. Like, I guess. Hey. Right. She'll be here all night, guys. Type of thing. You're whatever like, what you is like. Happening here? Right. What's the poll, Keith?
The poll was, does lack of federal protection for abortion scare you? at keithandthegirl.com/forums. Only one person said no. One person it does not scare.
I would love to hear from that person.
Maybe they're...
Yeah. I wonder what gender.
They're probably a baby. Just texting from inside the mom.
I read a story where a cat downloaded child porn for their owner. So I guess this could happen.
It could happen. I mean, you got to do a lot of research into it.
Anything is possible.
And then the last thing I have on this
The poll on Reddit, three people said no.
How many?
Who are you? Three people.
Three.
I did see somebody wrote, though. I did see somebody said, yes, it scares me. I don't know how no popped up. So that's the government working for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it says, how did my vote get recorded as no? I clicked yes.
See?
Ooh.
Oh, the Chad was hanging, right?
Maybe what state are you in?
Yeah. Not your first
state. Maybe the state took off. It was like, is Alabama the only answer? Is it's not scaring you. It does. I was going to say, Keith said something near the end. And it was kind of like a little bit of an awkward moment, but I agree with Keith when he goes to Bessie, like, you know, I'm glad that you're like sharing this and you're opening up and like you share, like to have you back on the show and you're sharing so much when you first went on the show, it felt like you were a little bit kind of holding back. And she's like, no, I was always like, this is like, okay. I agree to disagree, but this is good. Mm-hmm.
But then she also said the guy's name from last time. Why do I forget everybody's stupid name?
Lemonis. Yeah.
I don't remember names either, so don't do that.
Mark Cuban. I say we make it a different billionaire. Let's make it a different billionaire every time. Jeff Bezos did what?
Oh my goodness.
Wow,
Bill
Bessie.
Gates, can you believe this?
Oh no.
It's funny you said Mark though. It is Marcus. Marcus Lemonis.
Yeah. Mm. I remember him. He was a Roman senator.
Betsy got my girlfriend so riled up that Kyle went on Twitter like, fuck you, Marcus
Lemon. Oh, no.
You're a piece of
shit.
She
was hot.
Yeah. He did seem like a piece of shit, though.
Yeah.
She was
hot. Also, Jack seems like a cool husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, very supportive.
Shout out to him because he also, like, he was, like, supportive and cool, but also willing to like whoop Marcus Lemon's ass if he had to. So like you get both sides, like the toxic masculinity just enough, but then the good masculinity that's supportive just enough. Like I appreciated that.
I don't know if he would have fought Marcus, but he would have done a skit about a minimum.
Minimum.
Yeah, he would have know how I feel.
He would have had some improv for his ass, okay?
I'm Marcus. I'm a real idiot. You know, shit like that.
Someone give me a location.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm branding for this one. That would be fun. I would actually watch that. I would go to that show to see how that ends.
Sure.
KATG episode 3556 Character Flaws with Michael Harrison.
Good. Yeah. I just like how you recenter the room every time it's time to do a new episode.
Okay. KTG.
It's Newsy's cough, but right. The yoga form.
Okay. Quite on the set. Like,
I don't want to interrupt. I want to be sure everybody's done talking.
Here we go. Going on a ride.
All right. Let me get my brain right so I can read it correctly. It's more for me and less for y'all.
But that's correct. Michael Harrison, yes.
Yay!
Was he an asshole?
No. No. I wonder. Me and Kenda had like a theory. I don't know. He's very, very good looking. And I don't know if that affected that he's not necessarily the best listener in town.
He's stepping a lot of my lines.
Go ahead. I'm him. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. The irony. Just now. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was listening. I felt like him to made him nervous somehow. And I don't mean that as like a him to did something. I mean that in like, he felt he had nervous energy whenever him to say something like, and not in like a, I want to argue way like some of those douche dudes do, but more like a, I don't know, like he was scared or something to fucking up. Did y'all feel that at all?
I don't know what was happening. I think, okay. Okay. I honestly didn't know that would be funny. I really, okay. How do I explain this?
Center yourself.
Okay. Here's what I think. I think he is a good looking person. And if you watch his stand up, he's very even keel. He's very, I'm not offensive. I'm not even going to touch the subjects that would X, Y, Z. Now, if I do touch the subject, I'm touching it from a, I'm a sensitive guy. If you're 50 and over, you know, and it like, who, he reminds me of, who's that guy, Keith, who like.
Tom Cruise.
No. Oh, here we go. Here we go. There was a guy once, it was like Justin or Dustin or something, and very pretty, talked about his dogs a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So much about the fucking dogs, and and like everyone was gushing on the forums, and I was like, man, this guy doesn't have to try hard. There's something about him where it's kind of like, from what I hear about the apps, the dating apps, the guys with the dog or the fishing trips and their pictures, and it's like...
Silver.
Yes. Yes. Last name Silver. So it reminded me of that where it's like, you're not a bad guy.
Right.
But my mother would be in love with you and it would piss me off. It was one of those like, oh, look at you. You're so lucky you have this guy. And it's like, man, why is he getting a lot of credit? But I don't want to rip him a new one because there's nothing to rip. But like.
But there's nothing to rip.
Right.
There's nothing.
It's very interesting. And I know that's like how everyone describes like your average white guy, you know, straight, white, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know what to say. On top of that, I'm like, you don't see me landing this joke right now. Like that's,
right.
You know, at the end of the show, Keith was like, Femda, what were you saying? And I was like, I guess I was fucking saying something. I don't fucking finished whatever. I don't even remember what my stupid point was, but I was like, I don't, who cares?
All right.
Who cares? Sensitive McGee is talking and we should all bat our eyes a little or something. I don't know.
But not
I don't know.
Asshole.
And I okay. again, like, not an asshole.
Right.
Okay. I have nothing bad to say. I mean, if I was him and I was listening to this, I would think otherwise, you know. but like, you know what? I think he's going to do fine. That's the thing. You know, right. It's like, he's going to do fine. He's going to do fine. He's going to be fine. He's going to, I don't know, come out. I don't.
I thought like he gave some hint like how he would vote during the abortion thing, but I couldn't tell. So I just moved on. I couldn't tell if he was saying, hey, we all have different opinions. I actually have one. I couldn't tell. But it
I
didn't,
think at that
it
point,
wasn't
I was
enough
like,
to
are you
care
gay?
To jump
are you
in.
Never going
to
use an abortion? Is this what's happening? And I don't mean to be like, are you gay? You know, but I'm just like,
right.
There's maybe it's just the I don't want to say anything about anything because I will never be canceled.
Very right. neutral. Yeah.
Yeah. And that for some reason that grates my nerves, especially if you're not going to say something. Don't say it on top of my ending.
It honestly made me want another episode of podcast, but with all his exes, you know, because right. like he had his side of like what was going on. And I was like, I don't think. I would love to hear their side of what's going on. Like, I feel like they have a different.
If he really paid the one girlfriend who didn't pay rent, and he goes, I don't care as long as I pay you because I want to get my I want to be a citizen.
You I know, believe yeah. that.
And then
it was like every
and then
woman,
they said you have to pay everything from the past, and he paid it. I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yeah, like every woman went crazy for no reason, and he just happened to be cool about it. I don't know. I would like to hear their point of view. That's
well,
all. Maybe
no,
they
the
are.
First
crazy.
Two, the first two he said were perfect and he got spooked. So he's like, I'm not going to remember. I never understood.
He
is
got,
that like
he got
saying
so
when
spooked.
In an interview?
He got so spooked from he didn't deserve something so good.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It was
like
an interview where you say you work too hard.
Yeah. What's your flaw?
Yeah. My main flaw is I do overtime for no pay.
Right. And there is a part, like, I understand the question or the concept. But I didn't really hear him say anything. And he kind of goes, are you ever like that? And there's a pause. And I'm like what? Did he say something? And then he goes, when something's too good. I'm like, what? That's what he said?
Your answer is a no answer. And also, it was one of the things, and maybe this is just me. I was like, you are 18. And you are, quote unquote, an adult. You find out as a fully fledged adult that your brothers and sisters, other parents, and you have a meltdown. And I'm like,
yeah, there was something else to that too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It had to be. It could, because, okay, that made no sense, because I was like, the way you're talking, black people find out they have siblings at funerals. So it's like, people find out they have extended family all the time. As
that's
adults.
Not good, though. I mean, it's no. not like, yeah, and none of this is good. And the parents, you know, it's way too many secrets, and I get it. I think his father's actually like an abusive motherfucker. Like, it's not right. just, I held on to the secret and who's my actual brother. What do you care? Were you fucking one of them? But right. like, you know, are you making babies? Is that how the abortion ban is killing you? Like this. But here's the thing. I fully get having feelings about it.
Agreed.
But I don't think he's holding on just to that. There's like, it sounds like, yeah, because the mess.
Yeah, because the reaction was so over the top. I was like, oh, there's other things here in addition to that. Like, not that that wouldn't send you.
Yeah, that would send you somewhere.
Right.
That would send
you somewhere. But it's like, it's that plus other underlining things that you're not even touching. Like,
he just felt
together.
He felt very Canadian. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there were issues that were going on, but he was going to be too polite. Like, he talked that there was an issue, but not enough to tell you what it was, because that would be impolite. But it's like, nah, you brought it up.
Right. But he wasn't a closed book. Mm-mm. There was a lot in there.
It was like half open book.
He had a book.
Yeah.
It was a choose your own
like an open book test.
Yeah. Like, maybe we don't go here. We go back to page 36.
It's a Jeopardy book. I have to give the answer. Then he'll fill in the questions.
I remember now what it was about the girlfriend. It was the one where he says he broke up with her because she was too good and he didn't think he needed good things or whatever. Right. But then he also got mad at her because she did have another. She went and got engaged to some dude that looked like him. And he was like, well, we could have waited or something. I was like, but what is the time? I want to hear her side of the story because it sounds crazy. If that's the timeline, that's all. We need to find lady.
I think that was a joke that he was like, I mean, I'm sure he had feelings about that also, but it was like a month after they, so I think they were already dating. I don't know. It like I said, he was saying shit, but I can't piece it together.
Right. See what I'm saying? Yeah. We need the girlfriend side. I just feel like this is another notch in my theory. Let's go find the ex-girlfriends, y'all.
the pieces were
we'll get the
everywhere.
Full story, motherfucker. What if that becomes Keith and the girl?
That'd be funny. We talk to a guest, then we talk to that guest. Next episode is all the exes.
Another spinoff show.
We gotta go get Calvin's boyfriend. Like, now, so what happened with the mouse? What happened?
That would be so funny.
It's plain.
No one would ever come back, but God, it would be worth it.
But then we just tell everybody, you said you listen. We've been doing this for a year, calling exes.
How are you just not finding out?
You know what there is? Okay, I'm going to. All right. So there is a little bit of a hint at this kind of feeling. When somebody goes, there's a sincere way and a non-sincere way. When somebody goes, well, you guys are the best. You've been around. Like, there's a compliment there that I'm like, oh, no, you don't mean any of this. Mm. Oh, this is just what you're supposed to. Oh, we're having that kind of time. All right, let's just do it.
You're absolutely right. How do you describe it though? But you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. There was as soon as he said that, I'm like,
yeah, I did too.
No.
it's like when you see a blurb for a movie. You know, the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, a blurb where you're like, I don't even know if this person saw the movie.
Yeah, yeah. An outrageous thrill ride says.
Oh, was Thor an outrageous thrill ride? Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, did you watch it?
Thor was spectacular. Did you watch this movie?
Thor the Force.
A roller coaster of emotions.
It'll change the way you watch movies if you watch them like me, not watching them.
Yeah. It's just adjectives and adverbs. Yeah. You're like, I don't think you watched this movie.
Right. The dad emails. Keith Malley wrote a book. Rod Morrow says.
Yeah, the legends. Yeah. And now I'll figure out his name as the show goes on.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Yes. Yeah. The legends. Yeah. Yeah. There's something about it because I hate to say that because it's like, oh, that's nice. And I think you hear me and Keith almost never responding to that because something about it is fucked up. So when he drops that, if you listen back, we're like, Oh, thank you.
It was like everybody was like, okay.
Honestly, though, you leading with he's extremely handsome explains everything for me now. Like, I went and looked up his picture. I'm like, I get it. He's on cruise control. He don't got to do much. Right. I used to know a dude, Marcus. He's a bodybuilder. And we would play basketball together. And top five dumbest people I ever met in my life. But
he kept taking the ball home when he got it.
Yeah. Like, this motherfucker was so good looking. And so, like, he was masterful at saying nothing in like, very creative ways. And it honestly, it was impressive. I would, like, sit there. And you know me, I'm talking about all kinds of bullshit, right? And then just the way when you throw it to him, and it's like a fucking, when you see someone playing tennis against a wall, it's just like the wall's just there to knock it back at you, but it's not even moving. And he would just be so good at just like redirecting the conversation back to you. You never know what he thinks about it or anything. Yeah. It was amazing.
He's a word bender.
Yes.
Bending no word.
I'm like, because it's fucked up, right? Like, you can't. That's racist for them to do that. You know what I'm saying, Marcus? He's like, man, yeah, stuff is messed up, man.
Ain't it crazy, you?
Yeah. or like he'd ask a really like question where it's like he's not really listening. So it'd be like,
right.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a lot to say. You know, what do you think about it?
I think it's a tour de force, but you?
Yeah.
But even that's a lot to say, Keith. Yeah. Like what Rod's describing is like, oh man, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm like I just fucking told you.
Yeah.
Like I just literally fucking told you, Marcus. It's your turn to say what you think. It's never his turn.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's like when Keith goes, lot to think about. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's more I totally disagree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
This is like a genuine like, but no, I'm handsome. I'm not required to do this.
And the thing is I think an average male in his position is doing less work. So for him, he is doing a lot of work. He's thinking about things. He's putting together his thoughts and he has to say something into the microphone. And even though it's not like, you know, some next level thought provoking deep shit, he still is probably thinking more than your average person.
What if we have handsome week on Keith and the Girl?
It's just the way that I say compliments.
But they're excited. They think it's a compliment. But we all know, listen to handsome week.
I don't play poker. I don't play poker, but I imagine it's like having, what's the best hand? Full house or something?
Yes, let's say.
It's like, have you had a full house? Handsome is a full house that you're trying not to fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to say anything that just leans one way or another that gives away I'm sitting pretty over here. Yeah. And I feel like that's what they're doing. They're just, maybe that's what sitting pretty means. They're just sitting pretty and being like, I don't have any opinions about anything. Abortion, wow, crazy, right?
And there's sides to everything. And people are like this. And how about respect?
Yeah,
yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like immediately when like abortion comes up, I want to say it was him. Forgive me, it has been like a week. Sure. But it was like, I think he was on some like, you know, because Democrats, Republicans, you know, it's a lot going on. I'm like, not on this one. That's not this isn't the one.
He's my political joke guy. Like, yeah. Well, you have their side and the other side. And you don't want to put your will on somebody else too much. It's just everybody should listen. And you try your best and everybody's walking around. Yeah, everybody's walking around.
They got their shit about them too, you know.
I would love Handsome Week.
I'm here for him,
but you don't tell anybody it's Handsome Week. Just like you can't announce it until last week, and it's the last week recap with whoever it is. Then it's like, you notice something about the guests this week?
But they're hard to talk to, so we talk to three at a time, and they're like,
yes!
"Is so it me or is everybody fucking handsome?" But we're just talking. Everybody's
Your
been
Zoom
handsome
might
lately.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Zoom might be too much handsome.
Newsy will be doing last week that week.
Like, you know what? My turn, y'all. Yes, you hear about how Newsy done snuck off with one of them. You're like, Newsy, what's happening here? I would like to say,
yes.
One, this, Hemda, voting is stressful. When Hemda was talking about voting,
I'm not proud of that. Okay.
And she was talking about how stressful voting is stressful. It's very stressful because I am an adult, but when you go in there, you feel like you're five because it's all types of instructions when you walk in the room.
Plus, everybody in there is 80. So it's like,
yes, everybody's 80. And so you walk in the room and they be like, well, go over there and give this person your name. And then you come over here and you do this. And then you go over here and you do that. And then you got grandma that ain't got no business in here, that got her glasses on. She could barely see, working with the technology, sticking and pushing and pumping.
Knows more than me. I'm just like, I know I'm the dummy. That's okay. You take your time.
I don't know. The person said to me, what's your political affiliation? And I just stood there like, I'll let you figure out that's not the right question. Go ahead.
Right. You can't. You're not supposed to ask that. But
but it's right there. I mean, it's obvious. Give me the Democratic ballot, but come on.
I love the, at least down here in the South, in the districts we go to, there's always like one super woke black woman that's working. And I love her because she's always like very defensive for the rules. Like,
she knows the rules.
Like, they tried to get voter ID passed down here so that it would affect black voters because they have less access to ID and shit. But they never could get it passed, right? It kept going. It would be like almost time to vote, and the court would be like, strike it down. And this shit happened like 4 years in a row.
Yep.
So, like, right before it's time to vote, everyone's been thinking, I guess I can't vote. I don't have an ID. And then actually, you can. And I think they made it confusing that way on purpose. So people would come in and be like, I want to vote, but like, I don't have an ID. And there's always that one black lady like, excuse me, you don't need an ID. Okay. He can vote. Do you have, you know, your address? Do you know your last name?
Sweetie.
You can vote. Like, I love that yes. woman. There was another time we were in line at the library.
I remember this. Yes.
And there was a fucking redneck white dude walking through the line. It's a long ass line because it was when Obama was running. Mm-hmm. So everybody was voting. And so he was walking down the line at the library. And he was like, you know, you're going to need the ID. They're going to need to see two forms of ID. This black
this
woman.
This black woman out of nowhere.
Popped out of line and was like, he is wrong. That is a lie. Stay in line. Do Good. Not leave. You Good don't need an ID. Wow. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't listen to him. He got quiet. I thought he was going to be like, no, you listen to me. He was like, oh, okay, this isn't going to work here today.
And she was loud. She said it so that everybody down the line could hear. He was like, this man don't know what he's talking about. Wow. He is absolutely wrong. You stay in line, don't matter how long it takes. she was at
it. Oh, yeah. That was she was like, it doesn't matter if they're about to close. If you were in line before it was time for them to close, you can vote. Don't leave. Like,
yeah, she was telling people don't leave. I love that. I know the rules. I was like, oh,
because it is intimidating, and it does feel like someone's going to check your library card at any time sure. until you get the fuck home.
And is not to jump ahead, but I brought this up on the following show when I was talking about it being tough for me to get the ID. And anybody hearing this would assume, yes, Keith has the right to vote. Is this why you shouldn't need ID? Because right. yes. I have more than a lot of people, and I had so much trouble getting ID.
Yes. And imagine if you're of a certain age, because a lot of my family was down in the country, where they were born midwives. They were not born in hospitals. A lot of them weren't born where you actually have access to like their actual birth certificates.
Right.
And so the number one thing they want, birth certificate. Well, I don't have one. Or the hospital that it was in no longer exists. And they don't have anything digital. Well, then how do I get this information to you? And what they don't tell you, you have to go back and forth. Think about it. You have to go back and forth to court, which means you probably gonna need a vehicle. You need to go back and forth to this, because down here you have to do a lot of that shit in Raleigh. So you have to go all the way to Raleigh to get the shit done and go back and forth. You're on the phone for hours. You have to call the hospital. I've known people that had to call the hospital to actually get them to actually get their birth certificate. And then there's a fee. Like, now I got to pay you to send the shit to me. And so once you start tagging all a lot of these fees, it becomes a problem. And the thing is, me and Roger have passports. And so a lot of times, if you have a passport, you go, if they want ID, you go, a passport. A lot of times that is a valid
But a passport ID. Costs a bunch of fucking money too.
Yes, it's hundreds of dollars. The thing,
here's what's even more insidious, Keith. I made a note of this when you said it. I read this book, Carol Anderson, One Person, No Vote. It's about, you know, voting in America and stuff. Not only do they pass the ID laws in these districts, they then move the DMVs out of the black neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So you used to have a DMV. Like, we live in one of these neighborhoods, yep. Right up the street off Nature's Ford. We used to have a DMV right there. And you could go get your license, take your driver's test, all that. When they start passing the voter ID laws, they strip the budget, took that DMV. We don't have a DMV in our neighborhood anymore. Mm-hmm. So if and when that voter ID law passes, I'm going to have to, if I don't have a car, right. I would have to hop on a bus, go somewhere to pay for my ID or whatever. It's so insidious. And the reason it works is because if you don't really think about it, it does sound silly. Like, yeah, just get a license and fucking vote. Like, right. How is that a real restriction? It's like, because they make it into a restriction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I feel like if anyone says just get a license, you've never just gotten a license.
Yeah. You never been to the DMV.
I wanted to kill somebody trying to help me out on the forms going, oh, Keith, just do your SS card online. And I'm like, you motherfucker, you stupid motherfucker.
He was like, I was like, I felt your frustration because you're like, you go, nobody knows how anything works. None of these departments talk to each other. That's the biggest thing. None of these departments talk to each other. Nothing. Once I go one time, you should be able to put up all my information. Nope, I don't have it. You need to go to the such and such a department. And if you ever been in a motherfucking DMV and you get in the wrong goddamn line because it's eight lines in front of you with little signs to try to tell you which way to go. Because
there's a line to get online. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
You guys have lines to get in line?
Yeah. You have to get in line outside the door. Mm-hmm. And then you get there and then it's like split up and then you with no fucking signage over where to split up. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the front and they're like, oh, no, this is for registration.
Or either you don't have the one paper, Shout out to your divorce, Keith, that saved everything. You was like, well, goddamn, I'm glad I did get divorced then. Shit.
Finally, some good news.
Right.
And you know what? I never got papers that said I'm divorced. So you I have been.
Might want to check on that.
I did. Yeah. I have been checking. I have all my paperwork. I have everything signed. Both parties signed. I have all this information. Went to a notary public. All this shit. I'm the one who sent it. So it's not like maybe he didn't send it or anything like that. It was all right there. And then it's like, just look it up. And I'm like, I have the file number. I have all of this. And it's like, can't find it by file number. How about last name? I look for a last name. I find other people who are suing other people with my last name. I'm like, oh,
wow.
That's interesting because what you're looking for is a lawsuit against each other because that's what a divorce is. Didn't find it. I'm like, motherfucker. And it's COVID. So I got nowhere to go to like even go down and go like, could you check in your system? So I just kept checking for months. And then you get to a certain point and you're like, boom, information here. And it's not there yet. Meaning it might not have passed through. Then I tried to check again. Turns out I finally got it sometime recently. What? I had been divorced for like 2 years and holy did not shit. Know it. Like the paperwork actually took a while to go through, but it is there. And that record is there. I believe I took a screenshot because I cannot find it again. I'm pretty sure.
Is it a bummer because sex is less dirty?
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Such weird things. You keep your thought processes unlike some.
If it's all legit, why don't I have some fun?
I am very sure that someone else is thinking like you, but I am not the one.
So you never just make out with Xerxes and be like, oh God, we shouldn't.
My husband might walk in. I might have to put you in the closet.
That must, because you know why, Keith? Because you had a nice divorce. You know what I mean? Right. Like that's the same people who go, just go to the DMV, have never been to the DMV. Just like, oh, just play fucking pretend divorce fun. And I'm like, yeah, your divorce was fine. You weren't nervous that somebody still has like some, you know, connection to you fucking lawfully. You are not legally in your nerves in that. That's why you can be like, when you fucking miss me.
I think when I got my first driver's license, you know, being a kid, I think we still had to like contact the state representative for something. Like, I mean, that was even a to-do. Not that now I let some expire. I remember that always being a to-do. So, yes, of course, I can understand why you shouldn't need ID. Oh, well. The poll, by the way, for show 3556, Character Flaws, which, by the way, Kyle's episode of Character Flaws is up now, if you're curious. The one that I was like, is that not up because of the timing? Mm. And he goes, no, it'll be up next week. It's like, okay, I just heard you say end of season one. Yeah, next week, season two. Okay.
Season two. You know, take a week off.
Seasons confuse me.
Okay. Anyway, the poll was, would you have it in you to kill baby Hitler? Then to be clear in parentheses, raising him right wouldn't help. I remember you hear people say that, you know. Well, I'd actually raise him and be bad. Like, well, then in that case, it's anything goes and you grab the wrong baby. Okay.
And you'd adopt the all the aborted babies. Yeah, you'd adopt them too, right?
And the Goebbels I'd adopt and...
Hitler babies. We got a little cartoon.
We don't want them talking to each other too much, but I'm going to try to raise them all up. 75% of our audience could, in fact, kill baby Hitler. I could. I voted yes. I absolutely could. 25% say no. They don't have it.
I have on Reddit 50-50.
Okay.
I voted no.
Those guys are sicker. You voted no.
I voted no.
But on Reddit, I voted yes.
That's why you got 50-50.
I always thought, like, yeah, of course, because it's for the bigger picture and blah, blah, blah. And then I watched Looper. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is real. I mean, obviously, it's not really. It's goofy as fuck. But you're looking at a child and you're like, oh, this child is fucked up. And I don't know if I could shoot it in the face. Like, I was like, oh, I see. Once you're looking at a baby, you're like, well, can I do anything about this? I can't.
Who were they trying to kill?
And I've had two abortions. You would think I could fucking knock that shit.
Out of sight, out of mind. Who were they trying to kill in that one? Not Hitler, was it?
It was kind of sort. It was you need to get rid of this baby. It was one of the babies that's going to change the world and the way we know it. And that baby needed to die. And that was his mission, is to find the right baby to kill.
I would have died. I'd boot it across the room.
The only
I talk shit too. I booted across
this movie.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember the two of them. I'm supposed to pretend is the same person.
I've been watching a lot of Star Trek Discovery. So I did go into my sci-fi head of like, but what if things needed to work the way they worked? So that, what if like I kill Hitler, but then like a whole lot of people aren't born or something? Yeah. Like, so
what if
like
you kill Hitler and then women don't have control of their bone bodies and the EPA says, do whatever the fuck you want, major companies, and we have to re-examine gay love and that, like, you don't, like, what if we don't leave it the way it is?
What if we don't get those 8 years where gay people can get married?
Right. How about we kill baby Gandhi and see what happens? Who the fuck knows?
Let's shake some shit up.
Yeah.
Let's go for another baby.
Yeah. Baby MLK.
Two sides to every story, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I say, listen, Republicans and Democrats.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah, come on.
We're reaching across the aisle.
Hitler,
both sides.
Nazis and the Jews. If you think, you know, listen, I have no. I'm just a handsome man with no opinion.
How long is this fucking show? Jesus. Anyway, that was my. Oh boy. You guys have another story? Holy fuck.
KATG. Episode 3557, table 14 with Carrie Graverson.
Yes.
And this episode was fun. You guys talked about a lot of different things in this episode. I wish they did give abortion pills like samples at the grocery store. You know how you go in and they slice the deli meat. They be like, would you like to try? Mm-hmm. Would you like a sample to take home?
And then I go, you know what? I think she's not here right now. I'm gonna need two more for my friends.
Yes, how they had like the little cheese displays where you go and you pluck one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Look how it turn it down.
Yeah. She'd be like, no, I'm good. I'm like, you're the only one with the uterus.
Oh no. She would defeat.
Was Carrie an asshole?
Not now.
No. We've been getting, I think, closer to Carrie. So since first of all, she was one of our poker buddies and camping buddies. And over the pandemic, we had a private poker thing just to kind of like keep being in touch and playing together and whatever. But not everyone plays poker. She was one of the regular players, kicked our asses a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But because we saw her every other week, I fucking love Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
You can
tell. Getting to know her more.
It went from zero to 60, right? And I mean nothing. Nothing was there. And now I feel like, oh, okay.
You can tell because, like, you know, some of these were they an asshole or really just my journalistic integrity, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta ask. Even what I know this is shot in the dark. Like, but you got to try.
Yeah. Every now and then, you be on it.
Something. Yeah, maybe she was just, it could be like a random time where she's the one that didn't have, that had him this number and didn't text her. You know?
didn't put a name.
Only way to know is ask, guys.
You never know. That's how you get to the bottom of it. You guys were talking about the EPA ruling and y'all was talking about the recycling in New York. That shit is confusing. I'm with him though. I didn't know what to put in what bag and what color. And every time I picked something up, I was like, am I supposed to throw this away? Can I throw this away? Which one does it go into? It was so confusing.
It's so easy. I figured it out immediately. You just go off of vibes.
Okay. That makes sense because it didn't make sense to me.
Whatever the vibe is that day, that's when you put it in that bag. And then they don't care when you put it out.
Well, thank you because I got my answer on Twitter. And those shiny boxes can never be recycled. So, wait, that means no plastic. So just throw them in the regular garbage.
Right.
All right. See? Okay. I mean, don't want to get in trouble, but that's
soda cans?
No, that's a can.
That's a can. And then you watch it go into the same truck as the garbage. Mm-hmm. All right. How many trucks do you think go down your street?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen a recycle truck.
Yeah.
Ooh. I haven't either.
I should not think about that for too long. No. But I know, we're just playing practice over here in New York. I know that.
I like how garbage man is a stereotype, but recycle man isn't, because they're the same guy.
Right. You think they don't open up a bin and start moving their hands around like, okay, good, this is the garbage one and this one's it's not a rainbow. Every house has green and blue and this one and that one. You know, they're regular garbage cans.
Also, people are stupid. So, even if there was a way where they were going to put them in different bins, people are too stupid. We would put it in the wrong bag, and then they get all the way to the fucking place, put the bags in, and they'd be like, fucks, people have been putting, food in the goddamn recyclable one, and they've been putting fucking cans in the garbage one that the whole system fucked up again.
And then we get more smog because they got to keep driving back and forth.
They went further. They went further in New York. They gave us a new garbage. It's the fourth garbage.
Oh, shit.
And that's, what do you call the scraps of food?
Oh, that you're thinking about Wendy's, the fourth meal.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
Is, the fourth one is heart. So it's earth, wind, fire, heart.
What's the stuff that you can make compost with? Like the banana peels and the eggshells and things like that.
Gotcha.
So they gave each of us a little... They gave us a little garbage, and they gave us a big garbage outside, and you're supposed to separate that as well. And
we didn't learn shit from Captain Planet. Waste of TV.
It's so much. And yeah, I don't see any recycling garbage people.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Down here, everything just going the same thing. They probably do recycle. There are some people that are sticklers about that. I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, they're just wasting their time. What? But sure, good for them.
No, you have to be because our landlords told us that they have gotten a fine because they might not be recycling, but they are going through your garbage to see if you're doing it. And if you don't do it right, your landlords, whoever owns the place, will get fined.
They got one fine.
That's part of business,
they'll
baby.
Be fine. Right, yeah. Right.
That was that was the first week when everyone was excited about it.
Maybe.
Two years into it, they're just like, fuck it. It doesn't matter.
I'm not looking through that, no.
You know what, though? We used to see, Keith, you remember this in the second studio on 29th Street. We used to watch The Super every fucking time it's garbage day. Him and his wife would literally go through all of the garbage to make sure it was separated right. They had gloves on. They undid all the garbage that the landlord doesn't get a fee.
I think they were looking for stuff.
Shut up.
That would make more sense.
No.
Put a check in there. Right. Put a check in there addressed to them.
What?
See if they cash it.
$10.
Good job on the trash, y'all.
That would have been great.
They look, they were like, Uber Eats all week. Guess rent's going to be on time.
Yeah.
You start hearing shit like that. You're like, what? What's happening here?
Obviously, you can afford that new Xbox, so.
Oh, shit.
New big screen TV? Okay. That's why they was looking. I'm with Keith.
Yeah.
That's why they were looking.
I didn't think of that.
He's a little hoarder. You remember that room he had?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a hoarder.
I'm
acting like he can hear me, but my landlord is too. I put something outside. It's half broken. It's in his fucking garage like he's going to fix it.
I mean,
it one
you
day.
Better be careful. People walk in your apartment without knocking.
I'm trying to tell you.
Who fucking knows?
Might be peeking through the door right now. We don't know. You talked about the R. Kelly and his documentary. I actually watched that. I watched that with Roderick. It was like a week long?
I want to say it was like 4 episodes at the time, but they've actually added more on Netflix because that's how many more people he had fucking abused.
Oh, no.
I'll wait for the
we
movie.
Can't even get through Barry. I swear on season 3. It's never going to happen.
Listen, if your sexual abuse needs a series, like, go to jail, bro. Like, what are we even discussing at this point? It took multiple parts. It's like,
I mean, we got to do seasons on your abuse.
Fuck, right. Dude.
It was, and I agree with him when she was saying it was a lot, because it was. Because at first, I wasn't going to watch it, because I was like, that nigga did it. What are we talking about here? What,
right. Yeah. Yeah, we're good. Like, enough people saw it. There's enough evidence.
Right.
I believe.
But, sounds like we got it, guys.
But
Yeah. You guys got it.
But I believe he can fry. Yes!
I am glad I did, though, because there was so much stuff. I was like, oh, so that's what really happened with Aaliyah. Because they went into Aaliyah, how he tried to marry her when she was 13, and people were coming out and they were saying how, like, they knew. And I'm like, why is he the only one going to jail? Because he was illiterate. And so that meant he had to have a whole team of people around him to actually help him do this. Why aren't any of them people going to jail?
I think some of them did, actually, but yeah.
Way
more people should have went to jail.
I gotta watch this. It's too much. Yeah. I can't even keep track of all the little tidbits.
I mean, think the Mormons had it bad? Fucking hell! This is one dude.
Like, he was like, this was a well-oiled machine. So
yeah. Who are the people that do like what is it, Amish that like raise barns and stuff?
Raise
barns. Like they do like 12-hour workday.
Yeah,
he's like the Amish of the Mormons when it comes to abuse. He was doing a lot by himself.
Yeah, one man running the show and everybody just let that shit slide. And what was fucked up about it is like a lot of the parents were involved. Every parent just went, not my child.
Some of the parents, well, see, that's the thing. You think that, and then like you spend all this time trying to get your fucking kid back.
Yep,
because you don't know that he's gonna, like, you're thinking like, oh, if he will just make shit up or whatever, or you just got stars in your eyes, like, not my kid, I'm going to be famous and they're going to do. And then you fucking see, like, you don't see your kid for a few weeks or some shit. And you're like at this apartment and people are like, yeah, we don't know what room he's in and you're not allowed in the building.
Okay, I hear a demo?
Yeah. I mean,
you get nothing.
When is the concert?
There's not going to be any concert. And then once a lot of the girls became of age, they would just never come home again. Mm-hmm. And you would have parents actually outside protesting, like, hey, where's my child? I haven't seen my child in years.
They had one woman who, like, she started filming it as, like, documenting her trying to get her kid back. And there's, like, this harrowing part of her, like, going up to the building, like, watching outside the building to see when R. Kelly left, figuring out what room her daughter was in, going up there to get her daughter, knocking on the door multiple times, hotel security trying to stop her, all kinds of shit, just to get her daughter back in the car. And like the first time her daughter was on camera being like, no, everything's fine, I'm not coming with you. And she's like, you have to come with me. I know what's happening, but I don't know what you're talking about, mom. Everything's cool. And then like a little bit later, you see the daughter, I guess, escape, essentially come downstairs, run into the SUV and drive off with her mom. And like, she barely got her kid back. It was fucking crazy. But hell of a singer, right? I mean, we got to separate the art from the artist. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the boy can blow. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and keep stepping in the name of love, apparently.
Oh my God.
He's going to jail. They're locking the jail door.
Yes.
Real talk.
Yes. The question of the episode before I asked Keith about the poll, did you make it to the beach, Hemda, and did you see fireworks?
I did. And I'm never going to be at the beach for 12 hours like that again when I have to drive home. It is goddamn exhausting. Holy fuck.
They never tell you about that.
Never tell you.
You know?
I bet they do.
They just tell you spend all day in a tent like a weirdo at the beach. And that's all they tell you.
That's why I always say lethargic reds. You can get that same experience at home. You'll be so exhausted from just one jar.
And cool.
They come in mason jars. You'll be so one jar of our proprietary red goop, and you'll be on the you'll be on your back the whole day. You'll feel like you went to the beach.
That's nice. Lesson learned.
I feel like you're one of those whales. Yeah.
That was good to know, because I Hinda was so excited, and the whole time you were talking, I was like, "This sounds like a terrible idea." Oh no! Like, you're talking about what gas and people are gonna be everywhere, and
there wasn't a lot of people, so I was really glad.
Okay,
about
that's a good thing. Wasn't a lot of
beach
people.
Just feels. I don't know what it is, but like beach always feels better than it is to me. Like, I guess I just haven't went to the right beach yet.
We go off times.
It just always feels in my head, the idea is always like, yeah, the fucking beach, right? And then like 15 minutes in, I'm like, nothing happens here.
Oh, see, I'm usually...
It's not a show.
No, it's not a show.
Like, why was I so excited about this? Tom Cruise isn't even playing volleyball. What am I doing?
Meanwhile, I still get excited, and I'm not even kidding. When I usually hit the beach, this song comes up in my head, Nina Simone, because of The Point of No Return. Do you guys know this movie? So when she gets to California, this is like the reemergence of her life. And she finds this horrible apartment, but she looks out the window and here comes the sun. And I know it's Beatles also, but.
Oh, mine is surfing. Surfing Time USA.
Surfing Time USA.
Everybody go surfing.
Surfing Time USA.
The Jaws. You know the Jaws thing? That's mine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It wasn't that song. It was Birds Flying High. You know how I feel.
Oh, it's a new dawn. It's a new day.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling good.
That's what I guess.
That's the one.
As soon as I walk on the beach, I'm like, yeah.
As long as it's not that one about the poplar trees or whatever. That's
a sad song.
That's the sad one.
That's a real sad song.
Here comes, he's just getting closer. Watch out. Here's Joss. He's coming. Here's Joss. Watch out. You're going to die.
Get out the water.
More people going to be hearing Jaws when Jaws come up there and bite the shit out of them, because the sharks is coming inland. The sharks is like...
The sharks is in New York now.
Yes, the sharks is all up and down the East Coast because the
what
food...
What the fuck?
Global warming is, in my opinion, global warming is making the food move inland, so the sharks is moving inland.
That's crazy.
If you just happen to get bit, sorry for you.
You know our saying. Sorry, it's on the signs. Sorry for you.
New York sharks, man.
You know you ain't got no business out there surfing.
They're going to be out there in Timberlands.
Stomping the sharks.
I'm about to bite somebody dead ass, son.
It's going
to
look like Suicide Squad, you're saying.
Yeah.
I was a shark. We'll fuck with me, B. Got some form. No, sir. You what you need to do is not be at the beach today.
I mean, New York beaches, they're horrible. The water's pretty dirty, and it's the best it's ever looked as far as I'm concerned. So we don't hang too far and too long in the water, but...
And try to get closer. Those needles will chop you up.
No, that's even worse. The sharks are probably all high and shit.
Yeah,
all
right,
from the drugs. The shit been...
The sharks on like fucking meth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're attacking people.
But at least it don't have all his teeth.
Right.
Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, are you comfortable with your partner going away on vacation alone?
Yes.
84% say yes. 16% say no. Now you say yes, Karen. Have you guys ever done that?
I spent 3 months in... Wow, New York.
That's kinda different. You had to send money back.
Oh no,
prove
I was
yourself.
I was having a time. Okay.
Well, I went on.
I hung out with Keith and Mike. Okay.
Yes, I went, but it wasn't by myself though. I don't think I've ever been on.
Well, I think by yourself is. Well, yeah. How do you mean by yourself? Does it count if like you go on a girls trip?
No, doesn't count. You go on a trip and you can hang out with strangers, but no, if you go with your friends, you're not by yourself.
Oh, I guess I've never done it. I mean, I kind of did it, but Karen's never done it. Mm-hmm. So
no, and I wouldn't count what you did, Rod, because like Keith said, that's work. That's different. That's okay. Because what it is, it's the decision while you guys have off to go separately and have a thing on your own. When, you know, a lot of the decision, you know, you eat together, you spend your off times together, you plan weekends together. Can you go separately on a vacation together?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think it could, but then we've never done it. So now I feel weird. Like,
right. I'm thinking, well, should I?
Like, I don't have a problem with it, but I also like don't really want to do it. So I don't know.
It's like, should I? Because
I feel like I'd be at the beach like, man, Karen should have been here for this shit. I don't know what I was thinking. This was dumb.
I would go, I would be in the movies and then I would turn and be like, shit, nobody knows this reference but him.
Especially as boring as I am, like my vacation would be a bunch of like, I just stay in the hotel. You know,
yeah, I wouldn't stay in the hotel.
Got some room service. See, I went downstairs to the hotel, like bar. That was cool.
Yeah, because, you know, because what was hilarious is I had to learn over the years, just because our personalities are completely different. And so Roger, when we go out outside of the house, like traveling, Roger could be okay because he's a pure introvert with staying in the room the whole time. I'm opposite. I'm like, we could have stayed at home if all we were going to do is stare at the walls. Why are we paying $100-something a night to do nothing? Because I'm an extrovert.
So here's the other thing. We're adults. And when you go on like a vacation with like, you know, like when you're a kid, it's like your parents plan shit or whatever. You just do what they do. But when you're an adult, like you got to do the plan. So it's like the first few vacations, it's like, all right, so we're in the place. All right, so I guess we get food at the place. And then I learned eventually that I was like, because I am now the person that goes like, all right, here's the deal. We're doing a tour. We're doing this. But the only difference is I'm not type A, so I won't be like, on Saturday, we're going to get up at 7 and we're going to take a hike. I don't do that. We do the
Rod, it honestly feels like if Karen would never say, hey, we should go on vacation, you would never care if you never left town.
I would be cool with that, yeah.
Okay.
He would be.
I'm just chill like that.
And for me, I am the complete opposite because, truth be told, I was so excited about going, like, to New York. Like, I was really excited.
You guys
excited.
Travel outside of that? Because he was forced to go. Not forced.
Charleston. Yeah, we've gone places before. Just not often, though. It's not, like...
You're counting Charleston? I went upstate. Does that count?
Oh, no, Charleston definitely count.
Yeah, Charleston. Like,
did they have a DMV?
Yeah. I don't know. It's South Carolina, so I don't think it's for black people. I think they have a white DMV only.
Okay, then that counts. Okay.
I mean, we've gone D.C. We've gone places, but it's honestly, we didn't have the money to travel until we got to like 30. Most of our adult life has just been like scraping fucking by, you know.
Yes, because I don't remember what episode, but I know you guys talked about weddings. And the thing is, me and Roderick we've always been odd because we didn't go to prom, we didn't have a wedding. Somebody was like, why don't you have a wedding? And they looked at me like I had lost my mind. I was like, you do know that's expensive and bills are still due. So I'm not, in my mind, I was like, I'm not getting any unnecessary debt.
We're just very practical like that on some shit.
I think that's why you hear me saying like I'm going camping. Right. And we went to LA several times because we brought work there. And I went to Malaga, Spain because we were working for 3 weeks there. And I incorporate it so that I don't have that pressure. And I think, Keith, I think you're the same where it comes to not as me, as them. Where if nobody said, hey, let's go on vacation, you might not plan it. Eventually, maybe you'll suggest it, but not so much.
That's, yeah. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, once we had the option where we had like money and stuff, or then it would be like, oh, yeah. Or if something was a work thing, we just turn into a vacation.
Well, I don't know.
We went to Miami for RevoltCon. They were flying us down. They gave us a nice hotel room. It was like, oh no, now we got to take a tour. Now we got, like, we were skipping events and shit. They're like, you coming to dinner? I was like, nope. I'm going to be on the town, player. Y'all shouldn't have paid for this. This is a mistake on your part.
Exactly. That's how I'll see you at the panel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for Kyle's birthday, I wanted to take her to LA. We'd visit Craig and then we'd all get a huge house by Joshua Tree and all that stuff, but she can't plan ahead. So for the record, yes, okay. I would have.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
That's sweet.
Would you, Keith, go to any kind of vacation where it's not like just hanging out, like on the beach? Would you go to, we got to go see the Eiffel Tower. Are we going to this museum? We're going to see the ruins.
We don't got to go to museums, right?
You got to.
I think let's just hang out on the beach then.
Okay.
And see, I would be the complete opposite. Like, and I think it's part of my personality. I'm like, I want to go out and see the things and eat all of the different foods and just experience everything.
I try, but the waiter comes by with free food and she doesn't take it. So,
right.
I mean, who wants tuna tartare? It's only $6,000 an ounce. Why take it for free?
Y'all know, we tried foie gras. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to keep that to yourself.
Well, they stopped.
I'm sorry. It was good. It's soft. It's the texture is really
you
great.
You could like taste the suffering of the duck. Like that's how good it was.
I was like, tasting duck teeth.
This goose got fucked up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the liver is,
those tears were so yummy.
Falling off the bone.
Across my eyes was just spreading tears across that bread. It was absolutely great.
They put down, they go, here's your foie gras. It was from, don't worry about it.
You got to tell me.
And that's good.
I'll tell you where it was. Oh, God, this goose must have just watched like some sad movies, too.
It's extra delicious today, apparently.
I know they stopped it in New York. I assumed it was an all-American thing.
Guess where we had it?
In New York?
In New York.
Really? Well, then that's how long ago?
Just now.
A couple months ago.
When we went
up
there.
It might be when it stopped.
We got last foie gras.
You got last one.
Holy shit. Sorry, Duck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. You were yummy.
Yeah, you sound real sorry.
You were scrumptious.
Truly. I mean, I could have took it or leave it. Karen, Karen's the one brought it up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause they talked about it on the show. That's why I brought it up.
Those caught selling liver pate, that's what this is, would face fines up to $1,000, a misdemeanor, and 1 year in jail for each offense.
Wow.
Damn. So when is law come into effect?
It's what's popping up right away for me.
Oh, shit. This must have been like what y'all just voted on.
Right.
Cause it must be hot.
We definitely had some.
And would try it again.
Maybe that's why the waiter handed it to us like this.
They put on the window seal. You walk around the building.
Hey man, same time I handed them the money.
In a drug exchange. We're going to talk about daddy issues.
Mm.
Daddy issues number 15. Our father. Ugh. I think that's how Keith said it. I was trying to it like Keith said.
Perfect pronunciation. Gorgeous. Wow. Award winning. Yes. Katka.
It sounded like, oh my gosh, this dude.
Yeah.
This was a fun episode. Because your brother caught a stray bullet because he was on the podcast. So when you was going through the article, your brother's name came up and your brother was like, how am I in it?
Right. I wasn't called.
Right. You're like, nobody contacted me. And I just, you know, I'm getting shade for no reason. Like, what is happening here?
Yeah, I was nervous. It was going over that Atlantic Gold article and the fact checker on the phone said, and you do a podcast, Daddy Issues, with your brother, Ken. And I'm like, yeah. I was thinking, I'm like, I don't know, though, if I really want his name in it, but it's a show. I want people to know about the show. And who am I to say, no, I'd rather you didn't. And I'm like, Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, if you want to call him, you know, come. Well, they never called him, and so there's just one line in there. And I couldn't help but think, even though Ken understands we're doing a show, we do want more and more people to hear it. We do mention it on Keith and the Girl without it being in code. But I think he still has to deal with that and would be mad. And he wasn't. He was like, mm-hmm. I'd rather he didn't know, but I'm ready to acknowledge it if he says something. I was pleased with that.
Yeah, and I think, Keith, I might be wrong, but I think you being as open as you are and talking about these things, I think some of your siblings would just let your daddy be. But I think because you're like, no, y'all, this shit happened. It was fucked up. I'm not going crazy. You guys experienced some this too. And I think slowly some of them are like, you know what, Keith, you're right.
Well, it's Keith eating the hors d'oeuvres at the party, you know, where everyone sits around like they're too good to eat hors d'oeuvres. Mm. Although everybody does want to eat those delicious looking motherfuckers. And then Keith goes, I'll have a plate. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, I'll have a plate as well. I also have been looking at the corn dogs. I think that's what's happening with the family.
I have seen Keith do that.
And then next thing you know, everyone's standing by the door. Exactly. And I'm like, that's good to see.
So, like, you can see in the tone of some of the emails y'all talk about, even when the other siblings reply, even they're kind of like, yeah, but you're full of shit.
I agree.
It's like, oh, interesting. Have some hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Come and join me on this side.
Yeah. Bacon wrap scallops. They got bacon wrap scallops.
And you know what Keith said when you said hors d'oeuvres? Keith said, and before you know it, everybody's at the door. What he's referring to is past hors d'oeuvres. And everyone's like trying to be, because when you have past hors d'oeuvres, you're probably dressed up nice and you're trying to be your best adult self, but you're so hungry because past hors d'oeuvres don't come fast enough and it's a tray. And by the time it gets to you, it's not there anymore. Mm. So people start eyeing where the waiters are coming from and going to the door. And that's what he means. And soon you see the party split from the different doors that the waiters are coming out of so that you can finally get a bite of food.
Oh, I was just happened to be standing here. Oh, wow. I'll take all the corn dog fritters.
Yep. And then they start finding you because it's less work. It's like, here's you and your asshole friends. Here's take all 15. All right, that was easy.
Less work for them. Like, I don't have to stand here.
Yeah, they don't care.
No. And like, just clean off the tray.
I was once at an event because it was a public event. It was in a outdoor Brooklyn-y, like very cool. There might have been some sort of movie or something happening. It was one of those really cool events. And they promised you past hors d'oeuvres and some food and stuff. But there just wasn't enough. And when I tell you people were angling, you could have closed your eyes. You heard when a new waiter comes out because there was a rush. And it's like, you saw people climbing over tables. It started getting truly pathetic. But you can tell how, because you're also at a remote location. Because if you're at an outdoor, so it was like by the river and like all this shit. So you can't just hop over to a bodega or like whatever. Right. And you're like, just give me the food. Make a big burger. This isn't enough. Right.
You're like, what is it? But it's all, you're already chewing.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it enough. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you like tuna tartare.
Yeah,
and you feel it's such a pathetic feeling, and people are still trying to act like they're cool, but they are losing their cool real quick, and people just lose their decorum. I'm saying literally climbing over tables because the waiters are coming from different positions because it's such a huge venue. So there's a rush to that door, then a rush to this door. And the waiters could have been clobbered. Like, you saw the fear started. They wanted to like throw the tray like a frisbee.
Right. Just
and they just
it.
Couldn't. I feel so bad when that's happening, but I also feel hungry when that's happening. Right.
I feel you on that one. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the fact checker, Keith.
Yep.
It's amazing the fact checker didn't check the fact that about your podcast, how you were saying how Keeping the Girl was like had the most episodes ever. You was like, yeah. It was like, you wouldn't check that. You wouldn't Google that. You wouldn't confirm
that. She goes,
that.
They claim they have the most episodes ever. It's like, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. And I said, yeah, we're proud of that shrug.
Right.
And they claim it.
The article is about your dad being the liar,
yeah,
but they made you sound like the liar.
Right. Then it's a part like, I was going to tell Keith more about the dad or about the gold, but I didn't know, would I be helping him in the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what am I saying? I didn't say fucking nothing. I said, my dad's full of shit.
You called me.
You called me, right?
What, were they scared they was going to be on the next Daddy Issues or something? They was like, we don't want to be on the podcast.
Maybe, but watch what you're writing now, because that's fodder for me.
You're right. It's like, you defeat the purpose. And last thing, honorary degree. It's not real. Nobody told your daddy that?
Yeah, he has an honorary degree in parapsychology, which Duque never offers in the first place. Never mind honorary, never mind anything about parapsychology.
You would have never stopped hearing about any honor, anything.
Right. You would, never. He has 3 degrees. One of them is in law, of all things. So I don't know. Maybe that's how he knew about calumny. but I was really proud of Ken's letters. And in the end, what does it solve? Probably nothing. Nothing to Dad. Maybe it feels good to him. But I still enjoyed him very much when, you know, one of the letters, Ken's like, you just said again how you're going to, why didn't I think you would find out from the reporter what I said about you? I just told you they never called me. This is manipulation again. And by the way, was Keith too much with the word psychopath? Here's the description of the word psychopath. I enjoyed all that very much. And surprise, surprise, my dad never wrote since then. And what he or about that too, Ken. Then that was the end, and then he wrote about Mom, and she'll probably die in October, which he just makes up.
Right. Yeah. They keep pushing the date back.
Well, it's the least, man. You know, the global warming. You know,
what he gonna? Because you know, he said that he's gonna die, so I guess he just was like, after a while, he gonna be like, y'all know I'm gonna die next. You ought to feel bad.
I just like that. I appreciated that Keith wasn't pushing on Michael. You know what I'm saying? On Ken, because like. There's this thing where like if you don't like somebody, sometimes it's almost like you want to pressure them to be like, no motherfucker, like go for the jugular, but you're like, you're getting there on your own, like your own pace, you're fed up, you're talking in your own language. I'm not gonna make your language my language.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cause like Keith's completely over it. And like the last few emails were just both of them being like, fuck you, no, bro, fuck you. You know, and
a bunch of little fingers.
Yeah, and Ken's just like, here's the definition of sociopath. And like, so I'm like, I appreciated that it was still like supportive.
It will gradually build up, you know. Right now, Ken is out there with a butter knife and a fork going, I'm gonna poke you. I might not be doing any real damage, but eventually he'll go for the steak knife. You just have to get there.
Right. Ken said, you think he wrote horrible things. He wrote psychopath. Here's the definition. Other than that, he said, you talk to God. You're the one who said what Keith does is vicious lies.
Right.
That sounds a little worse. That's what Ken said. I'm like, I agree.
Yeah, you got to start from somewhere. So I'm proud of everybody breaking out their shells.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really am. We're going to cover last week with Bianca. And y'all know we love Bianca very, very much. Bianca is fun. And I'm glad that she finally came out with the truth about what she be doing in these streets. Mm-hmm. And apparently she said that me and Roger didn't know what we was talking about. Mm-hmm. False statements.
My bad. I thought they were jokes about dick sucking. That's on me. Apparently she's sucking and fucking them all.
So we found out the truth. And
you start realizing how precious life is and what time means, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to take advantage.
That's true. To the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually need a Are You Sure folder for everything. I think that's going to save a lot of lives.
Oh, like she put social media into one folder. It's called Are You Sure?
Yeah, something pops up and be like, Are You Sure?
Right.
Yeah, because Roe v. Wade was just tough.
Yeah. Sure.
Like every social media site, every text, every podcast, everything was just tough because it was like everyone was mad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, I guess there were some people not mad, but I don't know the motherfuckers. I don't kick it with them. Mm-hmm. But so it's like everyone was mad. Everyone was like full of rage and just how did we get here? How are we getting out of here and venting and stuff? And I think that was definitely a time where like social media can make you spiral, where it's like you say something, you see somebody else say something, or they say something that you disagree with, they say something you do agree with, but you want to say something else, but there's nothing you can say in this moment that's gonna like fix this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's just everyone's just saying shit and we're just all upset.
Yeah,
and there's not really anything that you can say that someone hasn't said already.
Right.
Correct. And the thing is, I think a lot of people are at this what do I do stage, and a lot of people are at this I want it done and I want it done now. But you have to remind people this was not taken overnight. So do not expect it to be given back overnight. Mm-hmm. But we live in a society where everything is instant, and they just think, well, if I just change rules or we pull out, you know, a magic hat, a magic rabbit out of our butts, all of a sudden that everything goes back to normal. It's like, that's not how this shit works.
Also, social media is instant.
Right.
So that's what's going to be on there. Like, it's all of us putting our first thoughts in a place that you put first thoughts. So it's like, you know, like the people who are, you know, being like, guys, it's going to take 10 years. Nobody want to hear that right now. Cause like, this ain't the 10 year place. You go to the motherfucking city hall meeting and be like, guys, this might take us 10 years to get this shit back. But today we just want to hear if we can get it back right away, or just how upset you are, you know? So it's valid.
Just understand.
I did want to say, though, I apologize to Bianca. I sent her a text, too, because I misunderstood during the round table we had with Paige for the KATG thing. And I went back and listened to it, and it was, I think Newsy said something like, you know, these people are just, now they're like, fuck it, we're not even going to vote. And then Bianca was like, yeah, you know, I understand because da, da, da. And I was like, no, fuck that. No, we are not. We can't not vote our way out of this. This is not going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. So I, you know, I didn't want to come off like a, you know, like a dick. So
did she forgive you, or did you guys blame me?
She actually said it wasn't a problem. And it was, she was like, I didn't think you were being condescending. I was like, well, you know. Either way, I don't even want to come off. I don't even want to appear there.
I didn't think it came off so bad. I just meant like there was a sentence there that I thought, I wondered if she had a thought about it. And it was like, Well, check the tape, you fucking did. But anyway, I'll move on. Just that. And I can see somebody being quiet. And then I like that she was like, well, no, then let me explain. I like that.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, too. Because like, honestly, if you don't like explain it or stand up or whatever, then it's almost like, it's a waste for both of us, because then I'm like, I'm gonna walk away thinking like, yeah, that's exactly what you said. That's what you meant. Like, fuck it. Like, I guess, like, what's wrong? I'm gonna say what I have to say. Then it's like, no, this is what I really meant by this. Or this is, you know, it may have sounded like that, but this is my exact meaning. It's like, oh, okay, cool. And that's honestly, that kind of shit helps in this medium. Because I think if you let shit stand and it's fucked up, people are going to hear it. They're going to notice it. You know what I mean? Like later on, they will be like, that was fucked up. So I appreciate her standing her ground.
Well, good for everybody. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is. And the last episode, bonus episode of this week is Q&A, episode 90, period. Newsy apparently does not respond like a normal person. I'm finding out this episode, like,
how you mean?
When you were saying how he went and how he found someone, then how he was slow to respond to it, how he was kind of walking through and people was, you know, because most people would have been shocked, surprised, have all these emotions
about what, the dude that got that died.
Yes. Oh, okay. Have all these emotions, like, it would have been traumatic, the whole process. But it was like, he thought about it and was like, yeah, this thing should be traumatic. Almost like after the fact, almost like he had to take himself out of the situation before it went through his brain. And there are people that process things like that. But then there are a lot of people that was like, okay, this is traumatic. Let's talk about this now. This is fucking with me. Like, this isn't normal. Like, you know how you have like your normal day? My normal day is boring. That would be something traumatic in my day, and everybody would hear about it, and sure, I would be consistently talking about it because it would fuck my day up.
I don't know that it would throw me off so completely, and maybe that sounds cold, but I did not know the person. I tried when I had the opportunity to try, and that man was dying, had nothing to do with me. And so I think I might go to work, because I don't want to just sit at home and think about that. Like, then I'm creating more feelings about this when, yes, it was somewhat traumatic. It was definitely off the beaten path and a negative. It's not my favorite part of the day. It's probably the low of my day, but I don't know that he needed to have a whole bunch of like sit downs about it.
All I know is on July 4th, we still took the day off. You know what I mean? Mm. Take the fucking day off.
I mean, now, if he would have killed the man and then had that reaction, I feel like he would have been a psychopath.
Yes.
But since he just saw the man dying, I feel like that's different. And he did try to save him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like that was a valid reaction. I know, and Karen, you were with me when this happened. We watched that old man that, like, passed out and hit his head in the parking lot. And they had to call the paramedics over by where, and then we ate Chinese food. we were going to the Chinese place anyway. And we waited for the ambulance with his daughter or something. But then his daughter was like, just leave. He's fine. This happens all the time. We're like, I don't know. He's bleeding out in the parking lot and he hit his head and he's dead, clearly 90.
He fell out of nowhere. He just went down. Everybody was like, oh no.
And she was just like insisting that we don't even like wait. And we were like, we gotta wait.
But the guy wasn't Chinese, just to be clear.
Yeah, he wasn't Chinese.
So yeah, you can have that.
Stop Asian hate, you know. That's the team I'm on. I don't know what team y'all are on, but that's the team I'm on.
Shit.
I once saw this couple walking and the dude had like that front pocket with a baby, you know, where it's like a sling and uh-huh. You know, he's holding it. He tripped. Okay.
Oh no.
And he fell and I saw that baby bounce off the ground. The head bounce off the ground. Ooh. I saw it bounce. And you know they are already not having a good time because she started ripping on him right away instead of like she was like, how are you doing that? Blah. He's like, oh my God, I fucking fell. And he's like, they're both flipping out. And I was like, yeah, I would flip out too. Like,
yeah,
because you just, it was a fall and that baby hit, it definitely hit concrete and they just start fighting. And I'm like, oh yeah,
nobody's concerned about the baby. Nobody's going to call. EMS.
There was concern. And yeah, you got to monitor that baby. Because if you start right. Well,
just give it at least 12 hours. Maybe the baby learned a new language. I've read weird shit about that.
It can talk now.
Who knows?
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, what's wild is like, you do need, like, I think Newsy had a perfectly reasonable, rational response. Because you Did need I, that. Yeah. Everybody can't be freaking the fuck out. Like, no. You can't always be tuning into your fucking emotions in the middle of trauma. This dude's dying, and then you're making it about you. Like, oh God, I'm so fucked up right now. He's dying.
No.
I can't just like, motherfucker, you gotta like eat that. You gotta help. And I think for some people, it's more of a slower process to access those things. Like, you do put things like, I guess I gotta go to work or I gotta do this. And then eventually you get to that moment where you have that. Okay, now I can think about the thing.
Yes. Think about this. I fell and like one bone left the other bone, right? Very bad shit. I think I was yelling. I don't know, Keith, you were there.
You think you were yelling? No one knows.
Just yelling and just like, oh my God, this pain is so severe and blah, blah, blah. And Keith was very just standing there and just like, okay, he's even probably checking Twitter.
I said, should I meet you at home or something? Should I meet you at the studio? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And even like, I was like, it's through the pain. And this was fucking pain. I was like, you can take pictures. I'm totally cool with it. I know who you are. I know we have a show. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I remember Kyle seeing pictures later and being like, does she want you to do that? And joking, I go, fuck her. And then she's like, what? What do I care? I had to be there for hours.
You're right. Somebody has to be the calm person.
Well, we got the pictures. Right. And I remember Xerxes came with me to the surgery for the knee. And I was like, whatever state I'm in afterwards, feel free to take video and or picture. I completely allow it. And I came out crying with a fat lip. What's happening? And he was like, you had surgery. And he was like, oh, my lip. He didn't know. I woke up and bit my lip because, you know, you're just numb from everything.
Oh,
and then
don't know, right?
Yeah, I gave myself a fat lip and now I'm crying because I'm just disoriented. And as they're wheeling me in, they're like, she's crying, she's fine. This happens a lot. She just is a little confused. And I'm like, oh. He's like, that you were crying like they killed your puppy in front of you. Like, it was so... And they're like, it's fine, she's fine. But there's video.
So you got proof.
I do. I could put it on Reddit.
They just stopped America's Funniest Home Videos, though. So we were going for the million.
I also feel weird, too, because, like, what if I take the day off and I'm not going to break down? But then, like, 2 days later, that's when it hits me. I'm like, fuck, now I'm back at work. Right. I should have kept that floating day for my breakdown. Like, some people break down slower than others, y'all.
They do. They do. That's true. And I do understand that panicking at the time, you know, like, yeah, at that moment. Yeah, because everybody can't be up in arms because then nothing to get done.
Yeah, it's just weird because it's like, you're at work. It's like, yeah, if I was unable to be at work, I'd be at home. Like, I'm good right now. Just give me a second. Like, you know, but I think it's really more like, take the day off, man. You gotta free
day.
But
we don't want to look at you. Otherwise, we're going to be like, yeah, no, don't tell him what to do. Today you had a day. Like, it's awkward for everybody else.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's a reminder to them of what happened to you. They're like, you leave so we don't have to think about it.
What am I going to ask you to do shit today? Like, I don't... Can you ask someone else, not Rod? Is there someone else that could do that today? I don't know.
I think that's what funerals are for. Like, that's why we really got to have them, so you have a moment where you got to think about it.
I think that's what Shiva's for. The Jewish people's, like, the one thing that, one of the nice things is people come over to your house for 7 days or whatever location, and they just keep visiting, they bring food. So, like, whenever you break down in the 7 days, or we're just getting you through these 7 days where you could break down, and if no one's around, it might not be good. So just come by. I probably won't cry while you guys are around, or maybe I will.
The idea is beautiful. So when you, but I don't really want to see it. So when you cry, I'm going to shove, you know, a chabrach down your throat, right?
Right.
I mean, what the point is with all that food?
It's a good funeral food. So if you check the door that waiter's coming from, definitely.
Funeral food do be hitting, and I really don't know what the message is there.
You're able to eat. You realize
y'all
some
bring
people
traditional
can't.
Food him
to- like, thank God this motherfucker died because these greens are hitting. Okay, I wish I had four grandpas. You know what I'm saying?
You eat for 2 weeks.
If I'm gonna get fried chicken like this, nah.
You start asking questions. Who made the potato salad?
You put your foot in this, okay? I'm looking around the room. I'm hoping some more motherfuckers.
This macaroni and cheese is banging, Aunt Glenda. This was delicious.
Look, Aunt Peaches, great Aunt Peaches, on her last leg. Yeah. So I'm gonna see y'all in a few months.
But I'm sorry for your loss, but losing with this.
Let me get the recipe because when you die. We need to have this again.
And then that's for real. That's what be happening. They be asking those types of questions. They be like, who did the body? I want them to do me too. My mama actually did that. We actually, when Roderick's grandmother passed, when we got back home, Roderick, my mama, she says, who did the body? And I told her, she was like, that's who I want to do my funeral when I die. I said, you got it. Whatever you want.
I guess at that age, it is like shopping.
Yes, she had to be like, I want to look natural. She was like, I like, she looked natural. I like what they did to her hair. I like the color of her skin. She was for real. She was like, her outfit matched. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're really planning your last vacation alone.
Think about it. I want to write to all my friends and be like, you know, I have four dead grandparents I never really acknowledged.
Yeah.
What are you guys
doing?
Let's
get the cooking up in there.
Yeah, let's get the cooking and frying. What's your best dish? Bring it. Let's go. Oh, and the last thing before we leave. I agree with Keith and Hemda.
Yes.
And I disagree with Hemda's brother about spelling.
Yes, please go on.
May I just say, I don't know that I can confirm that this whole thing was Michael in spelling. I think there was a lot more.
Okay. But
in spelling in general, yes.
What does that mean? Don't you Michael Harrison me.
I don't think that this is just a spelling thing. It was probably that he was doing other shit.
And the other shit was great. And I said that. And I'm like, since we're talking and you're the only one who has the code, can we put a period here?
I just think, like, the grammar stuff more came from other people than Michael.
Yeah. We said Andrea. We mentioned the whole mess of people.
Everybody. Yeah.
And I mean mess.
And Keith will always be picked on because of it. But Keith, people like you are needed.
Thank you.
And the reason why I say that is because there's nothing worse than you go into, like, a news website and the first thing I yell is, who is the editor? They was like, the editor is fine. We just gave them a login and they put shit online. I was like, I can tell this is terrible. Right. So, you know, I might not be as detailed, but people like you are needed.
Thank you.
So from now on, the show notes will be grammatically correct from Karen.
Thank you.
Every time.
I can't promise.
Don't even worry, but she will take the extra time to look up the rules.
I can't promise you. I don't know the rules about the semicolons and the commas.
Where could you ever find the rules?
You think that's a problem, Karen? Your semicolons? Give me a break.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. Adjective before an adverb. That's the problem.
I'm like, does Karen know her own name?
Yeah, Karen was going off in the car when we were listening, and I was like, but the notes, what? You can't be on his side.
But I agree
with
Karen.
If you're on his side, then you got to like.
Guys are not listening.
Like, he is there for me.
What she's saying is she gets to hand in whatever version of grammar that she can put together.
Yes.
And we need him to fix that. And yes, then she goes, thank you. And then that's it. That's what the need is.
You get it. Yes.
But the whole thing, the whole thing started because people were like, Keith, why are you like this? You know what I mean?
I like him being like this.
Why you got to be a dick about this? Where it's like, that's why he got to be a dick, because everyone's just like, oh, he'll fix it.
It's like me saying, I guess we need NASA, but who gives a shit?
Somebody got to know the rules.
Yeah. Oh, man. I did have one thing for this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all brought up Quincy Jones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is why it's clutch. You got to listen to Chewing That, everybody. Okay? It's not just for the dicks.
Because we didn't have last week back then. So now we're like...
It's not just for the dicks, everybody. Quincy Jones was one of those people I remember listening to. I think, was he on Twice or Once?
Twice.
I think Once.
Yeah. Really? So I remember listening to him and being like, both times kind of coming away like, oh, weird vibes. Not bad dude, though. Not like a bad guest vibe. Right. But just like weird, like, what is his story? You know what I mean? And he came back up like maybe last year or a couple years ago.
I'm sorry, to be clear, one show, it looks like 2016.
Thank you. Okay.
So Amanda Seale.
Like I was busting Linda's balls. Okay.
No.
Oh, no, okay, Mr. Grammar Nazi doesn't remember everything. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm just wondering where that second appearance would come from.
Michael's right. That's all I'm saying. Michael has made some good points.
I think I'm thinking that when we went over it, he was on Ellen twice. And kept getting money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe. I may have also just heard him on another podcast as well. Mm. So it could be I'm mixing stuff up in my head. But anyway, so the name came back up a couple years ago. Amanda Seales.
I remember that.
Comedian, actress, bunch of stuff. She got kicked out of a party that she was not supposed to go to. She tried to sneak in. And they kicked her out, and then she cried on Instagram Live on the curb, mm-hmm, and it was like naming her friends that were in the party and making it seem like they were jerks, like Issa Rae is in there, and her publicist kicked me out, and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, everyone turns on Amanda Seales. They're like, "You weren't invited. You can't just fucking like what? like you're not even like a household name to just be like. It's not like Beyonce showed up. It was like I'm in this party. And everybody's like, now it's a Beyonce party. So she so then everyone was just like talking about everything bad she's ever said or done. You know how people do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was Quincy Jones was on Twitter saying she's the reason people think I faked my cancer because she's been lying and telling mm-hmm people I never had cancer and all this other shit. And now I just remembered that moment on Twitter being like, where do I know this guy? Oh yeah, Keith and the girl. Damn, he's still alive? I thought that was like the whole thing, but then it was like, oh, he's still alive. And of course, people now are saying it's made up or whatever. But then if she started it, then who fucking knows? It was just so messy. And of course, I enjoyed it because it's mess. And then I love that it came back on.
There's something about his lack of detail that just made me wonder. And then we hear other people saying like it makes it to his Wikipedia page. And it's like, okay, interesting. We probably won't talk to you again regardless, but interesting. And,
yeah.
But do you think he did have the most healthy cancer ever, or do you think he did never had it?
Dog, I don't know. I don't like. I still like. I'm glad I ain't got to make that decision because, right. like, obviously, knowing comedians, there are going to be some people who are like, "Fuck him," just because of what he was able to get. And so, whether it's factual or not, even if he somehow beat this cancer or he's still being in treatment. Right. They would be like, oh, he faked it. It's he just would. So like, I don't know.
For sure. But it's yeah. really, I don't. It just seemed like some of the details were missing that could right. so easily have clarified that. Like mm-hmm. if you have that, like you get that bracelet nice and easy, you know, like every time you go right. to the hospital, you get that bracelet. Now, Bianca's never showed us a bracelet, and we're right. not going like, we're just trying to get out of doing this show. Like, we're not, right. we're not doing that.
Like, if there was some jealous person that when she got to do the crossword show, that was like, right. I've been doing crosswords my whole fucking life. And she just skipped the line because she got cancer. Fuck that. She faked it. She's still alive, y'all. So
but
I
it's still,
I
as
know.
A person who has been to the hospital, like, there are these stories that come up naturally because it was so part of your life and you're there to talk about that.
Right.
That he didn't have, that it made me kind of go, oh, that's interesting because it felt like some stuff wasn't filled in, but you don't want to, you know, go with rumors and gossip right. and stuff. But it was interesting that I felt a little off and then that came up. Mm-hmm. So it never sat right, but I could just be being a jerk also.
Yeah.
There it is. We'll have to wait until he actually dies.
That's see, that's the fucked up part. He dies and then we're like, oh shit, he had it. You know
what I mean? At 82.
You charlatan grifter, you motherfucking oh, he died? Oh.
Oh shit, you should have gotten that special. Yay.
Yeah.
Pass the food.
I'm gonna go
that's
watch
sad.
The special now.
Yeah.
This is some good fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, is that dressing? Give me some of that too. Everybody?
Yeah.
We come to the end.
Right.
Me and Newsy the same. I don't never know how to end. Ending is always all over the place for me, so work with me, guys.
Well, I'll tell you this. This Saturday is Silent Trailers. You go to keithandthegirl.com/VIP, same way you found this show, and you get your free ticket. And I'm going to moiter them, and I have things on all of them, by the way. Like, you know,
and by the way, while he's looking for something, really quick, if you're a VIP, you should have a ticket in your email already. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you can check keithandthegirl.com/VIP because you can get, or you can email us, but you should have one in your email. Take a look at it. It's going to be such a fun fucking show.
It's a very handsome silent trailers, if yeah. you know what I'm saying.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Wink, wink.
I got one person who loves pregnant women, the other person on their team. They actually are with a pregnant woman, but that person is afraid their comedy career is not going to work out and they won't have money for that baby. Meanwhile, Casey doesn't have testosterone and loves wrestling. I got all this shit ready.
Oh, let's
go. They don't have a fucking chance to even think about Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they're not listening to KTG enough to come in off the top rope and be like, oh, yo, daddy,
yeah.
you think he looking for gold? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the upper hand.
Thank you.
Done your research. Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is the end of the episode. Y'all have a good one. KeithandTheGirl.com.